Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us now on the Dial Pad guest line is 95.7 The Game NFL insider and former 49er head coach Steve Mariucci. Steve is brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. And Steve, I want to ask you, it was clearly Jimmy Garoppolo's signature game on Thursday night against the Cardinals. Four touchdowns, no interceptions. If you're the coach of a quarterback that maybe hasn't done that yet, at least under you, does that mean something when the quarterback finally has that game, even though you might have to say, no, I've believed in him all along, but the fact that he does it, how important is that?
Well, you know what? You made a point there, because it is important, because this team, the perception of the Niners is that they run the football very, very well and often, and they play great defense with that great pass rush and all those first rounders, excuse me. And that's the perception. And so the quarterback doesn't get enough credit. You know, he's the game manager, whatever that is. And Jimmy Garoppolo's got a great winning percentage. I've said this before, you pay the quarterback to win. It's not all about his stats, but at some point the quarterback's going to have to play from behind and sling it and be good with the ball and with ball security and win a game and carry his team on his shoulders. And Jimmy really did that. You know, you threw for 317 yards, and you mentioned the four touchdowns and no picks, his highest passer-rated game. And it's like, all right, we can win in a lot of different ways. And one of the ways is rely on the quarterback if we have to. And if we're having, you know, if we have to score a lot of points, we can. And this is a big confidence booster to them. It really helps to have Emmanuel Sanders on board. You know, he really adds a little something to that receiving core. And so this was a good win. It was a close game, closer than expected, but Jimmy G really delivered.
Steve, let's talk about Emmanuel Sanders and the IQ. And the reason I say IQ, I mean, he didn't have but, what, a week to study this playbook? And I know teams run different systems. You know it better than anybody. Were you surprised that he picked it up that fast? Because him and Garoppolo looked like Montana and Rice, like they'd been throwing to each other for 5 years. Is that a testament to his IQ, Emmanuel Sanders?
Yes, it is. He's a great guy, and he's a veteran guy, 32 years old, been around the block. But, you know, the offense that he was running in Denver had a lot of similarities to the one that he's now in. And so that helps. That helps the learning curve. You don't go from a West Coast offense to a digit system to something else that's manufactured and learn it overnight. No. But when you have some similarities, Scangarello, from the Niners, you know, brought that stuff over there. So there was a lot of carryover. And so that really helped with this transition. And yeah, they look like they've been working out together all summer. The way they're in sync so quickly.
Mucci, I'm looking at Russell Wilson, who's probably in the lead for the MVP. He's playing, probably at the highest level he's ever played at, and it's been crazy to see his evolution at the quarterback position. 22 touchdown passes, one interception, and they run the ball with Chris Carson. This Niners defense since week four, Mooch, and I don't know what it is, but they're giving up over 5.5 yards a carry. Maybe it's the Y-9 defense. People have started to find some leaks in that defense and with that defensive front, but that's a little concerning with the Seattle team coming in, man. They're as balanced as I've ever seen them under Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you're right. Russell Wilson is definitely an MVP candidate, you know, just one pick all year. And, you know, when Doug Baldwin retired, I went, oh, geez, you know, there's another weapon that's out for him. It's going to be harder. But Russell Wilson has been nothing short of spectacular. And, you know, what a great Monday night game this is going to be. Little bit like the Packers defense, where they were like sacking quarterbacks all over the place, but then vulnerable against the run. You know, the Niners, defense has now given up two consecutive games, allowing a player to have 100 yards rushing. You know, Kenyon Drake, boy, he was new. Cardinals just grabbed him from Miami, and he has 110 yards rushing, and Christian McCaffrey had 117 the week before. So, you know, when the team is undefeated, what do? We try to nitpick and say, well, what, you know, what's their Achilles heel? Do they have a weakness? Where's that weakness? And one of the thoughts we all had was, can Jimmy G go back in the pocket and play well enough from behind and have to throw for a lot of yards? Well, check that box, because he proved that he could. But the other thing is, you know, you got to stop the run. Teams that are, you're going to play Baltimore here pretty quick, and you're going to play at the Saints pretty quick, and so you're going to have to stop the run. So, you know, Chris Carson, you mentioned, is another good back with Russell Wilson running RPOs and zone reads, and so it's going to pose a problem for that defense. It's going to be another test. Can they win it? Yes, but it's going to be a heck of a game on Monday night with those two guys.
Steve, is there anything you've seen maybe specifically or just a little something here or there to maybe explain why the Niners, I don't even want to use the word struggled defensively the last two games, but obviously it's unrealistic to think they're going to play all season like that. But if you were the coach of if you're Pete Carroll, what are you looking at in those last two games that maybe you can use?
Yeah, you know, I did not personally look at it as close as Pete Carroll is right now, because they go through it with a fine tooth comb, and you know, Quan Alexander's out now, right?
Yeah,
and so that's going to hurt a little bit, because he's a heck of a player. That was a great acquisition for him. But you know, as you play, you know, and they're the only undefeated team left, and so it's like, are they perfect? No, there's going to have some areas that they're better at than others, and you get a lot of film out there for the opponents to look at, to try to scheme them and try to say, hey, these pass rushers are really good up the field, but we think we can run power or trap them or run draws, or we can run screens over them, or we can get the ball out quickly and we can pick, and, you know, that kind of thing. So they have more film out there that people can game plan against. And so it's not going to be, who knows, it might be an undefeated season, but it's probably not. So there's, you know, they're going to have a lot of good teams with good coaches that find a way to expose them or fool them or show them something new. And but you know, let's just enjoy this run, because it's spectacular. To be the last team undefeated in the National Football League is quite an accomplishment. You don't give out any trophies for it or no awards, because we have a lot. We have back nine to play still, right?
Yeah.
Should say the back eight. And so, and it's a tougher schedule coming up. But if they can win enough games to, knock on wood, hopefully get a bye, right? Boy, they'd be in good position.
Mooch, speaking of games, you watch all of them every Sunday. You and the fellas there, we're at the midway point. If you had to vote for MVP thus far, who would get your vote?
Well, you know, so I just came back from London yesterday, right?
Yeah, how was that?
You mentioned you guys watch all the games. Yeah, well, we try to, because we got to talk about all these teams and all these guys. So we called the game in London with Houston and the Jags, and then we went out to dinner. And you know, at the time, it was 8 hours difference. You're all out of whack, right? So when we're done with the game, we went to dinner. We had our laptop computers on the table with Game Pass on it, and we're trying to watch all the games. There's like eight games on at the same time. We're trying to watch all these games while we're sitting in a restaurant. But it was kind of fun. And you know, the three guys that come to mind right now, we talked about Russell Wilson already. He's certainly a candidate. But we just got done watching Deshaun Watson, and that guy is magic. I mean, he is really special, and he's carrying that team. They don't have Clowney anymore. They don't have J.J. Watt anymore, and they're just dynamite right now. Hey, Lamar Jackson made a statement tonight, beating the heck. I'm watching that game. It's 3 in the morning in London. I'm trying to stay up and watch Baltimore beat Tom Brady. I'm going, oh, my God. It was 17-0, and if they don't fumble the punt and Ingram fumble on the next play, they're going to blow out the Patriots, which you never see that, right?
Yep.
So those are the three guys that come to my mind. Guys like a Drew Brees or Patrick Mahomes would have been, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but when you miss games with injuries, you kind of take yourself a little bit out of the running, right? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Russell Wilson looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, I got
Mooch.
Russell too, Mooch.
Yeah, he's a scary man. He's that guy.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, what he did Sunday night. I just wonder, Mooch, because the Niners are going to see the Ravens in about a month. They'll go out to Baltimore before two straight road games in Baltimore, New Orleans. Can Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, because I'm pulling for a guy like that. A lot of people wanted him to switch positions and play wide receiver. Can Lamar Jackson thrive in the postseason playing that brand of football?
That's what they do, yeah. They're going to have to. That's what they do now. They made changes last year from Joe Flacco and Marty Morningwig running the West Coast offense into this absolutely different kind of an offense. They made wholesale changes, rewrote their playbook, and now they're running the Lamar Jackson kind of thing, and it's hard to stop. It's hard to simulate and practice. You know, it's like, hey, anybody run option quarterback when you're in high school or college? You're going to be a scout team quarterback. And you just can't simulate it as fast as they run it. And they do have a talented football team, and he's becoming a better passer as time goes on. They're not changing a thing. Here's my only concern, and you know what? Cam Newton just went on IR, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so Cam Newton, when he started in the league and he brought his team to the Super Bowl and MVP and all that, he took more hits than any quarterback in the history of man, okay? And so not just sacks, but hits on the quarterback, but tackles when he's running with the football, running quarterback power on the goal line. That's a lot of hits to your body. And we saw RG3 have a Rookie of the Year award in 2012, right? They win the division at 10-6, but then he didn't protect himself and he got beat up. And so my only thought is these quarterbacks that are running zone read and scrambling all the time and running with the football and exciting as all get out, they gotta be smart and protect themselves, or they're not going to play till they're 40 years old like Drew Brees and Tom Brady. They're just not. And Russell Wilson does the best job of anybody of protecting himself. He'll slide, he'll run out of bounds, he'll hand the ball off more times than not in the zone read. He's the smartest, best self-protector that there is at quarterback with these athletic quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson's got to do that. He's a tough guy, but boy, you can't take too many hits. Your body can only take so much. So let's enjoy it while it lasts, because these guys are making defenses stay up late at night.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, thank you so much as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right, Steve Mariucci, courtesy of the Dial Pad guest line.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.